Now in its 40th year, the Canadian Birkebeiner, the Birkie, is set to make its mark once again as people with all levels of experience gear up to participate. This cross-country ski event has deep roots and has become a very time-honored tradition. The Birkie is inspired by a legendary rescue in 1206 during Norway's Civil War, where two Birkebeiner warriors saved the infant prince, Håkon Håkonsson, by skiing 55 kilometers to safety, carrying him in a pack. This act is commemorated annually by the Norwegian Birkebeinerinnet ski race. Locally, the Canadian Birkebeiner Society was officially registered on January 17, 1985. The inaugural event took place on February 9, starting at Westridge Golf Course in Devon and ending at Fort Edmonton Park, despite temperatures plummeting to minus 29 degrees Celsius. The course was shortened due to the extreme cold, and the event saw 127 participants, with Sun Life as the major sponsor. The upcoming 2025 Canadian Birkie marks a milestone 40 years. Charles World, president, also known as Chief of Loppet, says of the 40th milestone, "I am very proud to be part of the Canadian Birkebeiner Society. The organization has fostered connections among skiers of all ages and abilities, volunteers, sponsors, and community organizations for four decades. Our Loppet and other festival events bring together generations of individuals from Alberta and beyond, united in their celebration of cross-country skiing, winter, and Nordic culture." The Canadian Birkie has grown into Canada's largest classic-style cross-country ski festival, featuring five distance events. It now takes place in the Beaver Hills Biosphere in the Cooking Lake Blackfoot Provincial Recreation Area. Registrants select from the 7 kilometers, 13 kilometers, 31 kilometers, 55 kilometers Birkie, Light, or the Ultimate Birkebeiner Challenge, the 55 kilometers Birkie carrying a 12 pounds, 5.5 kilograms, pack. Delia Meenhorst, marketing and vice president, says, "It's a very family and inclusive event. We welcome all levels for all levels of skiers, novice to elite. There's room for everybody, including visually impaired skiers and those with low mobility using special sit skis." She continues, "The event kicks off on the Friday, with the main Birkie activities happening on the Saturday. We host our cross-country ski events followed by a Viking feast. On Birkie Sunday, we focus on the family ski, which is geared towards younger cross-country skiers. Saturday is our main event day, packed with the most activities. The most popular of the ski events are the 31-kilometer Birkie Tour and the 55-kilometer events, including the Birkie Light and the 55K with pack. For most participants, preparing for the 55K requires several months of preparation. Note that for those interested in group training for the weekend's events, the Birkie Training Group still has some openings. The Birkie Training Group is designed for skiers with at least 2 years of experience and average to advanced fitness levels, preparing for the 13K, 31K, or 55K events. This program is not an introduction to cross-country skiing. Beginners should seek local club classes. The training includes dryland activities like ski walking, bounding, strength, and balance exercises until snow conditions permit on snow training. On the day of the Birkie, everyone participates together, with varied starting times and ending points depending on the chosen run. Meenhorst elaborates, "Both elite athletes and beginners ski the same distances together. It's a seated event, meaning there are different start times based on participants' anticipated finish time. When registering for the 31K or 55K, it's crucial to indicate whether you see yourself as a speedster or a slow and steady skier. This helps ensure safety by allowing faster participants to start first, followed by others in subsequent waves, but ultimately, everyone skis together. The 13K, 31K, and 55K events are chip-timed, meaning each participant is carrying a chip around their ankle that records their time from start to finish. The camaraderie continues as the Viking feast and awards get underway. The feast is a fun gathering for the ski community, featuring participants, sponsors, and members from ski clubs, along with past participants who may not be competing, such as speakers," says Meenhorst. "The event includes great food and awards. It's a fantastic evening to wrap up a great day, celebrating everyone's personal achievements. One of the awards is the Håkon Håkonsson, given to those who participate in all three Birkebeiners, Norway, US, and Canada. The 40th is special as the event has grown to include generational participants. We see people that participated 20 years ago and now their children want to participate. It is quite a lot of history and it's a strong community, says Meenhorst. Dana Maurer, marketing, is excited to share another way the anniversary is being commemorated. The 40th anniversary pass package is our primary offer at the moment. It includes limited edition 40th anniversary merchandise and a value-priced pass. With this package, participants receive exclusive items like a limited edition 40th anniversary t-shirt. While quantities last, 40th anniversary festival passes are available on Zone 4. The early bird discount ends on November 30th. The Birkie is where excitement and community spirit come together in a celebration of skiing and tradition. Whether you're skiing in the event, cheering from the sidelines, or contributing as a volunteer or sponsor, the Birkie offers a unique experience. Be part of this long-standing tradition and make unforgettable memories. Learn more online and on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Narissa McNaughton is a freelance writer and a contributor to Great West Media. This story was written for the Great West Media and Southern Alberta Newspaper's Cool Winter Guide advertising feature. The Cool Winter Guide is a special feature about winter activities, bucket list adventures, winter attractions, events, and road trip worthy food and beverage destinations across Alberta. It is not written by and does not necessarily reflect the views of the editorial staff.